We are beginning a series, Can We Be Sure of Salvation? So we are dealing here with the most important certainty of all. Pero sa lahat sa atin, lagi tayo siguro nasa kalagitnaan ng between absolute certainty and uncertainty. Meron tayong hinaharap na maaring sa gagawin natin, more or less, we expect something to happen, but always there is an unseen factor that may overturn whatever it is we are expecting. Alam niyo, mga politicians, pagpapasok yan sa isang election, lagi yung nagagawa ng mga polls at survey para magkaroon man lang ng what bent ang kanilang candidacy, whether certainty or uncertainty. And so we live with that every day of our lives. In fact, even the scriptures acknowledge that. Proverbs 27:1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Nag-iisip na tayo ng kinabukasan, which is right. Planning for the future is always right. Pero the facts of the matter is, we do not even know what the next 24 hours will bring. So that is the facts of life, na hindi natin nalalaman kung ano ang mangyayari. So some people have different ways of dealing with uncertainty. So some have taken the position na it's all fixed, whether they call it destiny, or some have a misapplied sense of predestination. At kung ano man yan, kapalaran o ano pa man, sa iba, ang kanilang paniniwala ay keep calm, kesira-sira, mangyayari yan. O yung iba ay just try your best and live with the result. Diba? Wala kang magagawa, just try your best, live with the result. Sabi nga ng popular song, if I fail, if I succeed, at least I did as I believe. So, yan ang policy ng nakararami. Yung iba naman, may ginagawa silang paraan ko para kahit paano makontrol nila yung mangyayari as much as possible. There could be some control of the future. So, some believe in superstition. So, the Chinese are very concerned about arrangement of things and of the house sa kanilang feng shui, how they can harness energy into the house. Eh, sari-sari na yung mga naririnig kong yan. Pati ba naman saan mo ilalagay ang hagdanan in relation to the door, lahat ng mga ganyan. Pero ang punto nila ay it's one way of controlling what we cannot control. Control the future, control energy. So that's how they do it. Others try to do it the more scientific way. And of course, talagang malaki na ang narating ng siyensya pagdating sa mga dati ay hindi natin alam kung anong mangyayari. Ngayon ay pwede nating alamin o pwede nating makontrol. So people or scientists can control or can rather predict what will happen even hundreds of years now in terms of, let's say, appearance of an eclipse. Lahat ng yan ay na-predict na nila. Pero marami pa rin ang alam natin hindi kayang ma-predict o ma-control ng siyensya kahit pa sa ating day-to-day struggle with weather. Diyan, maaring magbigay ng mga predictions, sometimes accurately, at other times ay hindi nasusunod yung kanilang dahil hindi masabi talaga without fail how the direction of a typhoon will go. Kaya maraming mga bagay na uncertain pagdating sa mga bagay ng buhay. Gamitin mo man ay superstition o science, neither can actually control everything of the future, everything that is to happen. Pinakamalaking usapin ito sa issue ng kaligtasan. Is salvation something that we can be sure about? We cannot even be sure of what will happen in the next 24 hours. We cannot even be sure of what will happen next year or at the end of this year, how this year is going to turn out. Marami tayong hindi nalalaman sa hinaharap. Paano pa yung pangwalang hanggan? So many have dabbled into this saved or lost question na parang walang kasagutan. Maaring na rin ang iyong sitwasyon ngayon na nag-iisip ka ng tungkol sa kaligtasan pero hindi ka makatiyak kung ano ang talagang mangyayari. And yet, it is something that we really need to know. We're talking here of eternal consequences. Because if it is not possible, it is arrogant to declare certainty. Pag hindi naman masisiguro, napaka-arrogante para sa isang taong magdeklara na sigurado na siya sa isang bagay na ang usapin ay pangwalang hanggan. And that is what salvation is. However, if it is possible to be sure, then it is presumption and peril to ignore the way of certainty, lalo sa face ng inevitability of peril, of dying. So, pag mahuhulog ka na sa pating, bigla ka magtatanong, are you saved? Pero ang punto riyan ay, are you able to be certain in the face of many uncertainties of life? Ang pinag-uusapan natin dito ay eternal salvation. We're not talking here of business. We're not talking here of health. Important as they are, we're talking here of the salvation of your soul. Pinag-uusapan natin dito ay ang pangwalang hanggan na kaligtasan. May sagot ka na ba rin sa iyong sarili? Hindi yung kung ano na lamang na sagot, kundi kasagutan na may kinalaman sa pangwalang hanggan nating kaligtasan. Ang titingnan natin ngayon ay yung uncertainty. Those who believe in the uncertain. Isasalungat natin yan next week, the Lord willing, the certainty of believing. Pero ngayon, marami ang, sa kanilang palagay, ang sagot riyan ay uncertain. Pag pinag-usapan natin ang kaligtasan, anong mangyayari sa walang hanggan, sino makakasiguro niyan? So, their answer is uncertain. Perhaps that is your answer. Maaring yan ang isinasagot mo. Hindi ko alam, at hindi ko malalaman, walang taong makakaalam kung sila ay naligtas na. Dalawang uri ng mga naniniwala sa walang katiyakan. Dalawang hanay natin tingnan ito. Ang unang hanay are the uninterested and therefore uncertain. In other words, wala silang pakialam sa usapin ng kaligtasan. They are uninterested in salvation and therefore it doesn't matter to them if it is uncertain. Ang malalagay natin dyan ay yung mga tinatawag na infidel or skeptic. Titingnan natin yan maya-maya. At yung mga tinatawag naman na agnostic. So, yan yung unang hanay. Hindi interesado at walang pakialam kung hindi tiyak ang usapin ng kaligtasan. Now, the fact that you are here in a church, I'm sure you do not belong to this group, but we will still study that. Ang ikalawang group ay yung interested but uncertain. Interesado sila sa usapin ng kaligtasan, gusto nilang malaman, pero ang kanilang conclusion ay hindi malalaman. Kahit pa gusto nilang malaman, gusto nilang maligtas, pero ang kanilang naging posisyon o conclusion, hindi maaring malaman. Dalawang klase yan, the legalist or moralist, and we'll look at that in a while, and then yung open-ended faith. So ito yung dalawang hanay, at ito yung mga uri na hindi tiyak sa kanilang kaligtasan. Unahin natin ngayon ay ang infidel, the skeptic. Ano ang tinatawag natin na skeptic? Ang premise ng skeptic, he rejects religious belief. Ayaw niya ng anumang paniniwala. Tinatanggihan niya ang paniniwala. Kaya sa kanya, certainty of salvation is a myth. Ano lang yan? Kathang-isip. Kathang-isip lang ng mga relihiyosong tao at ako walang pakialam sa mga paniniwalang relihiyon. Kaya para sa akin, kinakathang-isip lang yung katiyakan ng kaligtasan. Pero makikita natin sa skeptic ay kagaya ng ano pa mang posisyon, self-contradiction. Sinasalungat niya ang kanyang sarili. Pansinin ninyo, ang kanyang premise ay reject belief. Yet, he believes his religious unbelief. So in other words, you have here a self-contradiction. Tinatanggihan niyang wala dapat paniwalaan at paniwalang-paniwala siya doon. Paniwalang-paniwala siyang wala dapat paniwalaan. You see the self-contradiction, and that is a self-contradiction that you can refute any position that is anti-Christian. It will always have a self-contradiction. Pag inyong pag-aralan sa tinatawag na apologetics, the defense of the Christian faith, one way to shield the attacks of the anti-Christian position is always expose their self-contradiction. At yan ang self-contradiction ng skeptic. tinatanggihan niya ang paniniwala at paniwalang paniwala siya sa posisyon niya na dapat tanggihan ang paniniwala. Well, the problem of the skeptic is not to believe is already a belief against the claims of Christ. So in other words, not to believe is already a position. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, ay wala ako riyan, wala akong pakialam niya sa mga paniniwala. By declaring that, he already rejects the claims of Christ. And he is already guilty of damning unbelief. And remember that one of the things that the Bible declares, one of those the Bible declares will suffer the second death or the lake of fire, whether you take it literally or figuratively, the point is one of those who will suffer the punishment is called in Revelation 21:8, one of them's a boldened word, unbelieving. The unbelieving shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, wag niyong pansinin muna yung fire and brimstone. Hindi yun ang nakakatakot. Nakakatakot ay ang mapalayo, ihiwalay ka sa Diyos. And one of those who will suffer that lot are the unbelieving. So, yung skeptic who rejects all believing will be among these unbelieving. Kaya he does not escape the issue of eternity just because he is just because he's a skeptic. So yan yung una, uninterested and uncertain because he rejects belief. Yung ikalawa, although may kaibahan, pero it also suffers self-contradiction, ay yung tinatawag na agnostic. Sinong agnostic? Ang agnostic, ang kaibahan niya sa skeptic, ang agnostic recognizes legitimacy of belief. Pwede kang maniwala. Ang kanyang tinatanggihan lang ay the certainty of believing. So the agnostic rejects certainty of knowledge. You cannot be certain of knowing salvation. So therefore, his position, no certain knowledge of salvation. At maring nasa ganyang kamposisyon na okay lang maniwala, hindi kagaya ng skeptic, pero huwag mong sabihin na nakarating ka sa katiyakan. Paniwalaan mo, but just like any belief, it is a belief against what you do not know. It's a leap in the dark. That's how they portray yung believing. It's like leaping into the dark na hindi mo alam kung anong kalalabasan, pero basta maniwala ka. And again, just like the skeptic, it suffers self-contradiction. Again, pansinin niyo yung kanyang premise. Rejects knowledge. It is not possible to know. And he knows it. That's a self-contradiction. Sabi niya, you cannot know certainly, and yet he is very certain in that knowledge of not possible to be certain. So he is contradicting himself. At yan ang, again, mangyayari sa anumang anti-Christian position is that it suffers self-contradiction. Well, again, the problem of the agnostic is that he rejects the revelation of God. Yes, you cannot know by yourself. But suppose, and this is what Christians believe, suppose God makes himself known. Paano kung ang Diyos mismo ay nagpakilala, at yan ang paniniwala natin, nagpakilala ang Diyos, nagbigay ng kaalaman ang Diyos, at kung patuloy mo lang sasabihin na hindi malalaman, gayong nagbigay na ng kaalaman, ay yan na po ang tinatawag na sinful ignorance. Hindi ito basta ignorance, it is sinful ignorance. Yung pinapaalam na, pero mas ayaw tanggapin yung malalaman. And there is revelation. God revealed himself supremely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sabi sa John 1:18 na walang nakakitang sino man sa Diyos, ang tanging bugtong na anak, ang nagpakilala sa Diyos sa makatuwid para makilala natin kung sino ang Diyos. Nagpakilala siya sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. At ito ang dapat nating kilalanin. Pero kung patuloy nating tanggihan yon, yan ang tinatawag na sinful ignorance na tinukoy ni Pablo sa Efeso. Nagdilim ang kanilang mga pangunawa. Palibasa ay nahiwalay sa buhay ng Diyos dahil sa kanilang kamangmangan, dahil sa katigasan ng kanilang mga puso. Pansinin niyo rito na yung kanilang kakulangan ng pangunawa ay tiningnan ni Pablo na dahilan sa katigasan ng puso. Nagmamatigas sila, ayaw nila. Kahit na nagpapakilala ang Diyos, pinapaalam niya ang dapat malaman, pero patuloy lang silang nagsasara ng kanilang tainga. Ito na yung hardness of the heart. And it is not just plain ignorance. It is sinful ignorance. Kaya ito yung dalawang uri doon sa hanay ng mga uninterested and uncertain. Dumako tayo sa hanay ng mga interesado. Gusto nilang malaman, and I'm sure we belong to that group. We are all interested. And yet some of those who are interested conclude that you cannot be certain. Gusto nila, pero hindi tayo makakatiyak. Ang unang uri dyan ay ang the legalist, moralist. Sino yung mga legalist and moralist? Ang kanilang premise ay salvation by personal merits. Ang kaligtasan ay sa paraan ng ating mga sariling merito, sarili nating katuwiran at mga gawa. Ngayon, kapag ganyan ang posisyon mo, isa lang ang ibig sabihin yan. Bago tayo makaalam, bago natin malaman ang kaligtasan, kailangan matapos muna yung buhay para matimbang kung nakaipon ka ng sapat na merito. So that means the position that the legalist will take is that the determination is at the end of life. Ang pagpapasya kung ligtas nga o hindi, sa katapusan pa ng buhay kasi doon pa lang iipunin yung lahat mong nagawang mabuting gawa, titimbangin at saka pa lamang masasabi kung ikaw nga ay maliligtas. Ang kalalabasan niyan, no assurance. Walang katiyakan sa buhay na ito. At yan ang problema ng mga, maaring ang mga narito na umiisip, na nag-iisip na para ka maligtas, tanggapin ng Diyos, magpakabuti. At kung ganyan ang posisyon mo, hindi mo pa masasabi hanggat matapos ang buhay kung may sapat kang naipon na kabutihan. Kaya ang iba ang ginagawa nila, bukod sa kanilang kabutihan, hihingi pa ng kabutihan ng iba. May doktrina ang Roman Catholic Church na angkop dyan, na tawag nila ay supererogation. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, may mga taong napakabanal, yung kanilang katwiran ay sobra-sobra sa kanilang kailangan, pwede nilang ibahagi. Yung mga santo, santa. Kaya pag ikaw ay nagdebosyon sa kanila, mababahaginan ka ng kanilang sobrang katuwiran. And it is all based on this false view of salvation by works, salvation by self-righteousness. At ang kamalian yan, lahat tayo kondenado na. Wala kang pag-uumpisahan na sasabihin mo, umpisa rito, mag-iipon ako ng kabutihan na magtatakip sa aking kasalanan. Hindi maari iyon. Nakasuway na tayo. Kapag ang isang tao nakalabag ng batas at siya inihabla at nasentensyahan, hindi niya pwedeng sabihin sa huwes, Your Honor, pawalan mo muna ako at ipapangako kong mag-iipon ako ng maraming mabuting gawa para takpan ko yung aking nalabag na batas. Hindi. Kapag nakalabag ka at nasentensyahan, you serve the sentence, whatever other merits you may have gained. Ganito ang problema ng makasalanan. Hindi ka maaring maghanap ng mabuti sa iyong sarili. Gayong nakalabag ka na sa batas ng Diyos, makasalanan na. No merit compensates for sin. Kaya nga ang posisyon ng salita ng Diyos sa bagay na yan ay, sabi ng Roma, sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa ng kautusan ay walang tao na ituturing na ganap sa paningin niya sapagkat sa pamamagitan ng kautusan ay ang pagkakilala sa kasalanan. Ang ibig sabihin, kapag tumingin ka sa batas ng Diyos, hindi nito sinasabi na sundin mo ako para ka matanggap. Ang sasabihin sa iyo ng batas, nilabag mo na ako. Nilabag mo na ang batas ng Diyos, makasalanan ka na. Yan daw ang trabaho ng kautusan. Hindi para magligtas. Sa mga gawa, sinabi rin ni Pablo, sa pamamagitan ni Jesus ay pinapahayag sa inyo ang kapatawaran ng mga kasalanan at sa pamamagitan niya, ang bawat sumasampalataya ay pinalalaya sa lahat ng bagay, pag-aaring ganap na hindi ninyo makakamit sa kautusan ni Moises. Yan ang sagot ng Diyos sa naghahanap ng kaligtasan sa paraan ng kanilang gawa, hindi nga sila makatitiyak. O kung magkaroon man ng kanilang angkining katiyakan, ay dahil sa kanilang pagmamatuwid sa sarili. Bantog sa atin ang talinghaga ni Jesus ng the Pharisee and the tax collector. At anong sinasabi ng Pharisee? God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get, etc., etc. Sa paghahambog niya ng kanyang mga kabutihan, anong sabi ng Panginoon? Siya ang umuwi na walang pag-aaring gana, walang kaligtasan. At sino man dito, ito ang inaasahan, ang tinitindigan ninyo ay ang inyong ginagawa, at hindi kayo kagaya ng mga masasamang tao, nagkakamali ka. Ang kailangan mo ay ang ginawa ng Panginoon para sa mga makasalanan. At yan ang pangako ng salita ng Diyos. Merong tinatawag na the great exchange. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of Christ. Yung palitan dito, yung kasalanan daw na nasa dala ng makasalanan, ibinilang kay Jesucristo, kaya siya ang kumuha ng parusa, at yung kanyang katuwiran na sinunod niya ang batas ng Diyos, ibinilang sa mga sasampalataya sa kanya. Yan lang ang paraan, hindi ang mabuting gawa, hindi ang moralidad. Ang tanging paraan ay ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Yan ang sagot sa legalist or moralist. Ang ikalawa sa hanay ng mga interesado pero walang katiyakan ay yung open-ended faith. Ibig sabihin, nananampalataya sila, pero ang kanilang sasabihin ay ipinapaubaya ko na sa Diyos. Hindi ko malalaman, pero ipinapaubaya ko na yan sa Diyos, angkop na angkop yan sa kultura ng mga Pilipino. Kultura ng bahala na. That's Filipino culture. Alam natin, pinanggalingan ang bahala na ay kay Bathala na. Yung Filipino ancient name for God, Bathala. Yan ang pinanggalingan niyang bahala na, kaya pinapasa Diyos na ang usapin ng kaligtasan. At sa unang dinig, parang payos, pakinggan. Naniniwala siya pero hindi siya tiyak, ipinapaubaya na lang siya sa Diyos ang desisyon. What it amounts to is it becomes open for every religious claim and it rejects the exclusive claim of the Christian faith. Yan ang problema ng ganitong posisyon, kaya open-ended. Masasabi niyang naniniwala siya pero hindi niya tatanggapin na pananampalatayang Kristiyano lang ang may kaalaman. And again, the problem, of course, is the gospel's message is salvation in Christ alone. Ang kaligtasan ay kaligtasan kay Kristo lamang. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, outside of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. Therefore, there can be no open-ended faith. It is either faith in Christ or unbelief. Those are the choices. At yan ang problema ng open-ended faith. Ang turo ng salita ng Diyos, salvation in Christ. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. At kahit pa si Paul ay nagsabi, I am the chief, I am the foremost. Yet he builds his faith on this historic fact. Christ Jesus came, past tense. Hindi siya tumitingin sa ginagawa niya ngayon, hindi siya tumitingin sa magagawa pa niya. Ang tinitingnan niyang may pananampalataya, yung ginawa na. Christ Jesus came. That's historic fact. You go back to what happened when Christ came. And when he came and did what he did, the result is to save sinners. Eh, walang ibang gumawa niyan. Walang ibang na makakaangkin ng bagay na yan. And ang ginagawa natin ngayon ay ikinakalat ang mensahe na yan because salvation now is still through Christ, but they can only know and hear through the message of the gospel. Yes, sinabi ni Paul, to this he called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Christian position is exclusivist. Hindi ito arrogance and contempt towards other religions. It is a simple fact that there is only one Savior. Therefore, there can only be one way. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Yan ang tinitindigan ng pananampalatayang Kristiyano, kaya naniniwala tayong may katiyakan, maaring matiyak, we don't need to live in uncertainty, is because something happened. Not because I can do something. Pag doon ka tumindig sa I can do something, no certainty. Pero kung tumingin ka sa something has already been done, may ginawa na, at ang ginawa na yan ay ang ginawa ni Jesucristo, makakatingin tayo sa isang accomplished na, nagawa na. Kaya ang pananampalatayang Kristiyano, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. It is put in the negative, salvation is found in no one else. But you can take it positively. Salvation is found in Christ only. Now, that's a positive assurance. Just as negative, pag outside of Christ, no salvation. But the positive is, in Christ, there is salvation. At mga kapatid, napakahalaga sa atin ng paniniwalang ito sapagkat ito ang dinadala natin sa mundo. Anong mensahe ang dadali natin sa mundo kung ang pangungusap lang natin ay bahala na? O kung ang pangungusap lang natin ay sikapin mo ng gusto at mag-ipon ka para kung sakali. Anong mensahe yan kung ang hinaharap natin ay mga talagang naghahanap ng katiyakan, naghahanap ng katotohanan, at maraming ganyang tao sa mundo na talagang naghahanap, they are seekers who are very serious in what they seek, kagaya nila. Seryosong sila, naghahanap ng kanilang sagot. At maraming ganyang tao tayo makakatagpo sa mundo. At napakaganda na masabi natin sa kanila na may sagot tayo sa hinahanap ninyo. May tiyakang sagot. At ang sagot na yan ay may katiyakan kay Jesucristo. So the message of uncertainty is no message at all. And yan ang unang posisyon na tinignan natin para makita natin how unwelcome that message is, and in contrast, how welcome the Christian message is. Kaya tanong ko sa iyo, nakatitiyak ka na ba? O nabubuhay ka lang sa pagbahala na, samantalang may katiyakan na nakay Jesucristo? Any question? Any question or any thought?
Pastor, yung bang yung sa infidel, anong pagkakaiba nila sa atheist? Or are they the same?
The atheist has a belief. His belief is there is no God. So, yung kanyang tinitindigan ay iba sa skeptic. Ang skeptic, he rejects even atheism. The skeptic will reject any belief. Or so he says. Kaya inaano natin yung self-contradiction niya na yet he believes.
So, Pastor, yung infidel, wala rin siyang Diyos.
Wala rin, pero hindi natin masasabing atheist siya because ang atheist declares positively that there is no God. Ang position ng skeptic ay, I am neither theist nor atheist. He just rejects all beliefs, whether of theist or atheist. Other questions? Iyan.
Meron pa bang other religion na nag bibigay ng certainty of salvation?
If you mean in their belief, oh, meron. Of course, among the cults, marami sa kanila. Then you have other non-Christian religions which give assurance of salvation one way or the other. In Islam, may mga paraan sila para makapatiyak ito. Pero nasa gawain pa rin pagpapakatapat sa Islamic faith. Sa mga extreme Islam naman, para makatiyak ka na talagang walang duda sa paraiso ang iyong mapapadpad ka sa paraiso, mag-suicide bombing ka. Pagka-suicide bombing mo, unang mulat ng mata mo ayon sa kanilang pagtuturo ay nasa paraiso ka na. So, but of course, we do not accept those positions. Other questions? Or other thoughts? Yes, Ike.
Pastor, may sinabi ka dito yung exclusiveness of the Christian faith is now widely challenged. How do we explain this exclusiveness without sounding arrogant or with all humility?
By pointing them to Christ. In other words, hindi natin sinasabi na exclusive ito dahil sa kung ano yung aking paniniwala, kundi dahil sa kung anong ginawa na Jesucristo, na siya lang ang talagang, kung ang problema natin ay yung hatol ng Diyos at ang pagkalabag natin sa kanyang kautusan, para lang magkaroon ng katiyakan ay kinakailangan ng isa na humalili at siyang umako ng parusa na yun na siyang ginawa ni Jesucristo. And on this, we can be certain without contradiction. Sino pa ang gumawa noon? Walang ibang religion I know that has that means of salvation through satisfaction of God's holiness and God's judgment through substitution. Walang ibang ganyan. Kaya ituturo natin sila sa ginawa ni Jesucristo para maipakita natin na walang iba. Sapagkat kung hindi siya, nananatili ang hatol ng kabanalan at katarungan ng Diyos. So we don't point to ourselves, we point to the Lord Jesus. Other questions? Mayla.
Pastor, parang may isang grupo ng mga tao na prone sa questioning or uncertainty. Itong grupong ito ay yung mga bata, mga anak ng mga Kristiyano, yung mga lumaki sa iglesia. So, hahatiin ko pa sila sa dalawa. Yung mga bata na parang hindi sila makapag-profess ng Christianity. Parang alam na nila. Pero hindi sila maging sigurado. At yung isang grupo naman ng same, from the same bunch ay yung nag-profess sila ng Christianity. Pero nung dumating yung point na parang independent na sila, yung lumabas na sila sa mundo, nagwo-work na, maybe napalayo na dun sa family tsaka sa iglesyang kinalakihan, dun na pumapasok yung lahat ng tanong. How do we deal with these two groups na lahat ay mahal natin?
Well, unang-una, we have to deal with them gently and with understanding, hindi yung contemptuous or rebuking. So hindi natin, pag nagtatanong sila, huwag natin sabihin, ano ka ba, ilang taon nang naituro yan sa'yo, ngayon ka pa magtatanong. Huwag ganun. Kundi, let's face it that when they get exposed to the world from the confines ng kanilang family at church, at ma-expose sila, makikita nila, may mga tao palang matino, masipag, virtuous, but they don't share their faith. And they come to conclusions like, so it's not just my faith, kundi you can live a life that is virtuous, fruitful, moral, and decent, and yet not be a Christian in your persuasion. And talagang magbabangga sila sa ganung mga katanungan, and we need to deal with them very gently and with understanding. At muli ituro natin sila sa isang bagay sa buhay Kristiyano, sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano, na maipanghahamon natin sa kung kanino pa man na paniniwala, the historic event of Christ. How would you explain Christ, what He did, and then He rose from the dead? Nang si Pablo ay nasa Athens, kaharap niya ay mga matatalinong tao at mga philosophers, ito ang kanyang sinabi na He has given seal or He has given certainty to this by raising Him from the dead. So the resurrection, in other words, is our key historic argument for the Christian faith against other claims. Again, do it gently with understanding, but then we stand firm on what Christ has done, because to me, that is the one unanswerable argument. Odi.
Pastor, meron po tayong mga narinig yung mga ecumenical prayer rally. So, alimbawa, Pastor, kayo na naimbitahan kayo na kayo mag-represent na mag-pray for the evangelicals. Would you accept?
I won't. As a matter of conviction, I believe that prayer is prayer to God, representing the church representing his people, and you can represent other people, pero yung ecumenical na you are recognizing the equal truthfulness of other religions, I cannot do that. I do other pastors will accept such invitation. For my personal conviction, I will not. May nag-aanyaya ba? Glenn.
Follow-up lang yung kay Odig Pastor. Halimbawa, yung mga invocation, example, there's a meeting and you're asked to pray for the meeting as an invocation, hindi man siya religious. So is that
okay? If I were the one asked, I mean, simply me to, let's say, thank the Lord for the meal, mga ganyan, or invocation of a ceremony, I will. What I am rejecting is an ecumenical type of prayer. Other thoughts? Rachel?
Pastor, what would you advise a Christian who has uncertainty on whether or not he really is a Christian?
Or whether or not?
Really is a Christian.
They are really Christian? Eh? Yan yung next lesson. And after that, titingnan natin yung there can be the danger of presumption. Presumption is assuming that I'm a Christian, probably because he has gone through the formulas, like accepting Christ into the heart, well, you know, the decisions imposed on people to make them believe or to make them profess they are Christians, and they can come to a point of presumption. Now, to the presumptuous, the answer is there are certain inevitable evidences that follow the Christian profession. Now, yung isang problema ay the doubters. Magkaibang set of problems yan. Kaya magkaiba rin ang set of answers. At titingnan natin lahat yun. The doubters, yung they are true Christians, yet they always struggle with doubts, and there are true Christians who are like that. And John Bunyan is masterful sa pagpipresent na kanyang mga portrayal sa Pilgrim's Progress ng mga ganitong Kristiyano. True believers, yet struggling with doubts. But the other problem is the more serious problem are the presumptuous. They presume to be Christians even without the evidences. We will answer that in the next installments. Ben.
Pastor, I believe bihira sa mga Pilipino yung agnostic and infidel. Majority po ay legalist at saka open-ended faith. Can we consider this na encouragement para sa atin or grace ng God na when we talk to our neighbor sa kaklase natin or office mate ay we will find a person na hindi agnostic at hindi infidel?
Well, totoong observation yun na more Filipinos profess some faith or another rather than be agnostic and skeptic, although in the more intellectual circles, dumarami ang mga skeptics at agnostic and even atheists. But between the two, I really have no preference who to talk to. Hindi ko masabing mas madaling kausapin ang isang uri. On the one side, mas madaling kausapin yung may pinoprofess na religion because you have a common ground of believing in the supernatural, believing in God. But on the other hand, many times, yung mga religious people are very self-righteous. At doon tayo mahihirapan. While those who do not profess religion, the agnostic and the skeptic, less common ground, but they will not profess righteousness. And all that it takes is show those marks in their lives that prove them to be sinners. And when we succeed at doing that, then we can present the gospel. But either way, we can be prepared as Christian witnesses. Pwede tayong mag-witness sa isang uninterested at sa isang interested, but both are uncertain. Other thoughts? Ian?
Pastor, what would you advise to someone na, for example, lumaki sa church and then parang nasa isip na lang niya is, I'll just keep my belief to myself kasi alam ko naman na naniniwala ako. Parang without the public profession?
Well, again, it's one of those na contrary to what the scriptures and what the Lord Jesus, if he is a believer in Christ, what the Lord Jesus commands his people to do. If you are a believer in Christ, you cannot keep it to yourself, because if you believe in Christ, your Lord and Savior is telling you to profess that faith publicly. And you will never be owned by the people of God as a true believer until it is professed publicly. Kaya huwag tayong sumandal doon sa I'll just keep it to myself. And especially sa question mo na lumaki sa church, sometimes they're keeping it to themselves is because, let's face it, they may have been disappointed with what they have seen in imperfect people in the church. And they have this standard or idea that Christians are like this. And then they see imperfect people in the church and they make conclusions na, I'll keep my faith to myself. I don't want to belong to these imperfect people. And that is a very wrong attitude, because whatever church you go to in this world, you will find imperfect people, imperfect saints. And that does not diminish the order of Jesus Christ. If he is your Lord and Savior, his order is, if you are a true follower, follow him by professing him publicly, first in baptism and then in a holy walk with God, and you will discover something. You are one of the imperfect people struggling similarly with holiness and sainthood. Anyone who has lived for years in the world of the uncertain and how you dealt with it, yung mga religious, but you lived a life that accepted the uncertainty, and how did it feel like? Anyone? O kung wala, any last thoughts? Last call. Well, from the uncertain, next week, we will go to the reality of assurance. Assurance can be possessed by one who is truly a follower of Christ, yet we will also see the issue whether assurance is essential to salvation or not essential to salvation. And we will see that good Christians have differed even on that question. So next week, the Lord willing, the certainty of believing. Let us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you indeed for your goodness to us through your revelation, that we may answer this very important question, can we be sure of salvation? Sa mga nakita namin, pinag-aralan ngayon, sa mga tao na walang katiyakan, sila man ay walang interes sa kaligtasan, kagaya ng skeptic at ng agnostic, o sila ay may interes sa kaligtasan, ngunit marami sa kanila ay humahawak sa kanilang moralidad, sa kanilang kabutihan, at sa ganitong paniniwala ay wala rin katiyakan. At ang iba naman ay nag-aangkin na lang ng pagpapaubaya sa iyo ng usapin ng kaligtasan gayong iyong ipinahayag ang katotohanan sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Naway makita namin na ang tunay na kaligtasan ay hindi nakabatay sa aming ginagawa, sa aming maiipon na katuwiran, kundi ginawa na ng aming Panginoong Hesukristo, at inaanyayahan kaming siya ay sampalatayanan. We pray also for those who perhaps have heard these issues for so long and they may have tried to waive the impact of this message by keeping it to themselves. May you challenge them to realize that if Jesus is their professed Lord and Savior, they cannot undermine the clear command to profess their faith publicly. So we ask that this lesson may challenge all of us, both in our witness and in our own faith, that we may have that certainty that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give. So we give you thanks for all of this. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.